There's a lot of confusion among people and misinformation surrounding face masks. Can you discuss that?
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
But the mask is our badge of honor. I haven't seen any science that says that the mask is a problem at all. Really? Well, then obviously you didn't see this article by the world-renowned scientist, Dr. Russell Blaylock. Here's a couple of quotes from a brilliant article. Blaylock: face masks pose serious risk to the healthy. Listen to this. As for the scientific support for the use of face masks, a recent careful examination of the literature, in which 17 of the best studies were analyzed, concluded that none of the studies established a conclusive relationship between mask, respirator use, and protection against influenza infection. Several studies have indeed found significant problems, however, with wearing such a mask. This can vary from headaches to increased airway resistance, carbon dioxide accumulation, to hypoxia, all the way to serious life-threatening complications. While most agree that the N95 mask can cause significant hypoxia and hypercapnia, another study of surgical masks found significant reductions in blood oxygen as well. In this study, researchers examined the blood oxygen levels in 53 surgeons using an oximeter. They measured blood oxygenation before surgery as well as at the end of surgeries. The researchers found that the mask reduced the blood oxygen levels significantly. The longer the duration of wearing the mask, the greater the fall in blood oxygen levels. And lastly, studies have shown that hypoxia can inhibit the type of main immune cells used to fight viral infections called the CD4 T lymphocyte cells. This sets the stage for contracting any infection, including COVID-19, and making the consequences of that infection much graver. In essence, your mask may very well put you at an increased risk of infections, and if so, having a much worse outcome. There's actually one more. When a person is infected with a respiratory virus, they will expel some of the virus with each breath. If they are wearing a mask, especially an N95 mask or other tightly fitting mask, it will be constantly rebreathing the viruses, raising the concentration of the virus in the lungs and the nasal passages. By wearing a mask, the exhaled viruses will not be able to escape and will concentrate in the nasal passages, enter the olfactory nerves, and travel into the brain. See, that's the eye of intelligence. These are the eyes that can read. But if you don't want to listen to, Russell Blaylock, then maybe there are other scientists. Maybe I have to, collect scientists. But so I think what we can glean from this is that you understand viruses at a very, profoundly microscopic level. You've been watching this COVID-19. I have a lot of questions for you. But I wanted to start the discussion with masks. Russell Blaylock is a world-renowned doctor who's come out and said, there is a danger to wearing these things. Do you agree with him? What are your thinking when you look at disease profiles and viruses and bacteria? Are masks effective at keeping us healthy?
So I would say it's the third slide there. There's a table that just compares coronaviruses with Ebola viruses. So if it was an Ebola virus outbreak, then a mask would be affected because Ebola virus is transmitted through the air. But in the case of coronavirus, it's not transmitted through the air. It's transmitted through droplets that then would drop on the surface like a door handle. So in coronavirus, there is absolutely no need to wear a mask. And also that means there's no necessity for coronaviruses. But also, I entirely agree with Professor Blaylock, who has an outstanding track record and is very experienced in this area, that because the mask is covering you, you have less oxygen, and that puts your immune system under stress. And then the latent viruses that are in your body, because you're under immune stress, will reappear. And not only will you have more coronavirus, but if you had other latent viruses, it would allow them to reemerge. And the reason why they reemerge is that nutrition and vitamins and stress are very important to have good nutrition, have very little stress on the body, and ensure that you have vitamins to keep your immune system working. And in this case, in coronavirus, the immune system can clear the virus within, 10 or 11 days. So I would definitively say for coronavirus, there is no need for masks. And also there is no need for social distancing. So I'm actually looking in Ireland to see whether we can take precedence cases against, you know, legally, because the government scientists and our Taoiseach is a doctor and the Minister for Health, that they are making policy decisions that actually will make people sicker. So there is no need to wear masks. And there, and also, as your earlier commentary, that there will be more deaths, you know, that in the United Kingdom, for example, normally there are 5,000 people diagnosed with cancer in a month, and there's only 25,000. So there are issues around heart attacks being not treated properly, early diagnosis of cancer, and also issues around depression. So I am saying that in Ireland, the deaths, any deaths that result, will say from 10 days' time, are entirely unnecessary. And we will be counting those deaths and holding our Prime Minister and Minister for Health personally to account, because I think it's verging on almost a crime against humanity. You know, there are deaths, hundreds of deaths will happen because of the policies that they're doing, keeping people in their homes where they should be informed, good nutrition, vitamins, and people who have no underlying conditions and are under 70 should engage in the next 10 days and interact with society to build up the herd immunity and go back to work. And I would be saying that any closure really in Ireland after the 25th of May is unnecessary. And I would even consider, you know, the same in America, and that perhaps people should consider actually going about their daily lives on the 25th of May, because it is entirely unnecessary what's going on. And I do have one slide there with the three outbreaks. This is actually from the director of the CDC, and it was presented at a US presidential meeting. And this clearly shows it ranges from December 2019 to the 12th of April 2020. That when viruses circulate the globe, they actually circulate the globe within about 3 or 4 to 6 weeks. And that this flu season, as normal, influenza B circulated influenza A and COVID-19. So what happens then as well is that everybody in the globe are exposed to these viruses, and people, you know, the majority of people will not have any symptoms, and they will develop an immune response and clear it. And then a certain percentage of the population will have flu-like symptoms. And I am saying that only about 1 in 100 people will go on to develop a cough. And because we now are totally aware that the drug hydroxychloroquine with AZT and zinc can actually prevent those people from ever reaching hospital, that there is actually, you know, a well-known prevention and a treatment. And because we have that, it's then entirely unnecessary to have these lockdowns. And I am happy to join the other scientists in the world to call it out. But I do think there has to be legal consequences for the deaths after, we'll say, the 25th of May, for politicians and scientists advising them. And they also have to really join in each of our countries with the scientists. There has to be debates on national broadcasting TV for the scientists who think like I do, to actually hold, you know, the ministers have to say what scientists specifically are saying that the lockdown is necessary, masks are necessary.
I too agree with you that I would like to know, I mean, I would really like to have the people step forward and stand forward and say, who among you are behind the lockdown, the use of masks, those of you that are saying hydroxychloroquine doesn't work, and that this is a deadly epidemic that warrants a quarantine. I would like to see all those people stand next to each other so we know who will be responsible. If you like that clip, then be sure to check out our live broadcast of The High Wire every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can watch it on Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, and Twitter. We'll see you there.